Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we are talking about meditation. Following on from last week, we talked about adoration. And then we're shifting our focus just a bit to meditation. And I've titled it for this week, Seeking God Through Meditation, so that we know exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
When I think of meditation, my experience is year 9 religion class when, you know, your teacher says today, we're going to have a meditation, and everyone actually secretly goes, yes, because it means
you can fall asleep.
No work. We can sit at our desks, or sometimes you got to lie down on the ground, and yes, you could fall asleep. But from there, I have had some good experiences in terms of a guided meditation where someone might talk about, imagine Jesus walks into the room with you, or imagine him.
And what would he say to you?
Yes. And I've found those good experiences. But you did a great job of explaining to us how you've done meditation. And you explained it at the beginning, saying Christian meditation involves the use of our thoughts, our imagination, our emotions and desires on a quest for God. So it's all about seeking God, because we can do lots of different types of meditation.
Yeah, but Christian meditation is focusing on God.
Mm. It's focusing on knowing him more. And I liked how you talked about not knowledge for knowledge's sake, but to actually know someone, to know God, and to have him, the word you used is habitation, have him in our hearts, come and live in us. You shared a lot from St. Padre Pio this week.
Yes, a saint that I really admire and love.
Yeah, and you've been to where he lived?
Yes, yeah. Yes, mm. Where he lived basically his whole life, pretty much. Just an amazing experience, and you just sense the humbleness of this man, that his life was totally focused on God.
Mm-hmm. The quote that you started off to talk about meditation from St. Padre Pio was, the person who meditates and thinks of God, who is the mirror of his soul, tries to discover his defects, attempts to correct them, controls himself, and straightens out his conscience. And I like how you shared how when we meditate, like this quote that Padre Pio is saying, it helps us do all those things.
Well, the focus, the meditation focus is on God and his attributes, and I guess what he's done in my life, but what he's done in other people's lives, because you can read scripture and meditate upon things, that the storyline or what's happened or what Jesus has said. But because of that, then it things come out of us, like we sometimes feel, whoa, I don't act quite like that. I need to work on these areas. Like the Spirit can talk to us differently. God can talk to us. And so it's not like we go into the session going, I'm going to work out all my problems. But God, in his greatness and goodness, loves us so much. What's the quote? He loves us so much that he doesn't want us to stay where we're at. He wants us to draw us to better, to holier, to greater. For our benefit.
And you also said that when we focus on God, everything that comes from him is good. So anything that he's going to say to us is just exactly that, going to move us on to holy, to be more holy, to better. And then you also shared how often it can be God can show us later in the day or in the days to come, reveal something to us about ourselves that we could
You improve. Could go away after meditating for, you know, a time and think, oh, nothing happened there. But God is working deep within us. He is working all the time out of love for us and on us and with us.
So when you meditate, though, would you do that every day, once a week? Like, how do you separate that from prayer time?
I sometimes don't. I find I start praying because the praying is like telling God who he is, then petitioning my needs and my prayers and desires. And then, or I read something in scripture, it can be from my scripture reading, and then I start, whoa, there's a line, and I just meditate upon, wow, Lord, what are you saying to me? And then I'm quiet. Mm. And then I journal what my response might be or what I feel God is saying to me. Mm. So it doesn't have to be a separate entity. It often can be all together in my prayer, as prayer is the, you know, the overriding name of what I'm doing with God.
I liked how you said it can take patience and perseverance in holy exercises of meditation. So when I'm thinking exercise, I'm like, yeah, got to persevere.
Hard work.
But how often I probably have, in some sense, given meditation a go and then gone, like not persisted at it because maybe I haven't got something from it straight away. But once again, you quoted from St. Padre Pio about, where is that? I'm just looking for it now. Here we go. Have patience and persistence in the holy exercises of meditation. Be content to begin with small steps until you have legs to run, or better still, wings to fly. So we need to keep at it.
The child starts crawling often before they walk.
Mm.
You don't get many who all of a sudden, you get a few who all of a sudden get up and walk and have never crawled. You know, little steps. Don't kill yourself by saying, oh, great, I'm not any good, or I can't do that. Just go, all right, Lord, I'm trying again. Here I am. Help me. You know, I do like to, I find meditation is also saying the rosary, because we are thinking about the life of Christ, and all the prayers of the Our Father and Hail Mary do is like a repetition that after a while you're saying it, and it's like you say it with your your mouth, but your mind is thinking on the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus carrying the cross, Jesus dying on the cross. So you're going through those mysteries, because they're all mysteries. That we, do we fully understand the life of Christ? No. And you think about those. So many people think it's a prayer to Mary. No way. Mary asks us and always points to her son, to honour her son. And this is a way of honouring her son and equipping ourselves to meditate upon our God, Jesus's life. And from that, so many other things come, so many other gifts and abilities. I have the, I love this, again, it's a Padre Pio quote. It says, the rosary is our weapon, but Jesus is our remedy. And it's all focused on Jesus, what he's done for us. And so many things can be meditations, because it's thinking upon, pondering upon. Mary pondered upon all the time.
I've always loved that. In, I think it's in Luke, it says Mary pondered these things in her heart. And it's not exactly meditation, but I've taken that on because I often think of it in terms of being a mother, how Mary pondered things in her heart. And I think often mothers in years to come go, oh, I missed it. I miss when they were a baby, or I miss when that, you know, you look forward. So whenever, like, for example, Hannah does something, I actually think to myself, and Mary pondered these things in her heart, and I try to ponder, like, that moment. So that phrasing certainly stood out to me, that, yeah, Mary continued to think about these things over and over. In terms of the rosary, well, it's October, so
yeah, great, it's the time, perfect to do time,
because that's the time that the church often focuses on the rosary.
Yes.
I continuing with our Padre Pio theme for this week, you finished with a quote which I really liked, and it says, "He who never meditates, thinks upon, sifts through information and findings, is like a person who never looks in the mirror. Therefore, not knowing that he is untidy, he goes out looking disorderly." And I like that because you then were like, well, who doesn't look in the mirror? Like most of us do as we're leaving the house. So what this is really saying is that if we don't meditate, then we're not getting to the deeper things in us that God wants to wants to reveal to us to become more holy.
Yeah, and Padre Pio uses the example of a mirror because the mirror reflects what you look into.
Mm.
But God wants us to reflect him in our lives, in the world. So if we're not looking at God and reflecting upon, you know, like the game where you have two pictures and you've got to pick out seven things that are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So God's saying, well, spot the difference.
I like that.
Yeah. Where on you go, oh, circle this area, circle this area.
Big one here.
Yeah. You know, but if you don't reflect upon, you'll never notice those flaws.
Yeah.
We all have them. And God doesn't want to pick out the flaws just to pick it out and go see how terrible you are. Yeah. No, let me help you improve. Let me help you get rid of them totally or lessen them.
Mm. Which goes back to the quote we shared at the beginning about it's to discover our defects, attempt to correct them, to control ourselves and to straighten out our conscience, which also, as you shared, comes from the Holy Spirit revealing those things to us. But I think what we've talked about a lot in many of our podcasts is God sees our heart. And so I think when we sit down with an intention
of trying,
God sees that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Holy Spirit can reveal things to us because there's an open heart that goes, hey, God, I do want to draw closer to you. I do want to become more like you. Show me those ways. Even if you haven't said it in those specific words.
Mm.
He can see the heart that you have.
Just say those in the specific words. I'm trying, Lord.
Mm.
I can't do it. You're going to have to help me here. And he'll go, oh, I love that attitude.
Yep.
I'll come and help you. No worries.
So this week, the weekly challenge is
to try and meditate.
Yes. So that beginning, be content and begin with small steps. Now, maybe for some of us, if we're already doing it, it's go deeper. Maybe it's do the rosary.
Give us suggestions.
Yeah, write in our
Send
comments.
Send in some suggestions, guys, because we're all learning. I don't know hardly anything. I learn off what other people share with me, what other saints have written, what God reveals to me.
So definitely send us some of your examples. I think you gave a great example of when you shared about in John, the pool of Bethesda, where someone has to go into, like, the angels stir up the water for someone to be healed. And you did a great job of explaining how you meditate through that.
Well, I often hear God ask a question and I think, what if God asked me that question? What would I answer?
Yeah. And then pondering that word that we've used on that. So, yeah, so that's our weekly challenge this week, to sit in meditation and also to share with us some of your thoughts about how you meditate. So we hope that that's helped you, that's given you lots to think about this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.